Good morning, traders. Welcome to today's market review. This is Fred Razak at CM Trading. Today is October 6, 2022, and today is Thursday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, the markets rally to a tipping point. But first, no major economic events scheduled for today. So as we look at the various markets, starting out with the Forex symbols, we're getting a mixed bag after rebounding and a shift in the market as well. Looking at the indices, the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ at resistance, and will it push higher? Likely not, and we're going to take a look at that as well. Commodities, gold and oil at that tipping point as well. And looking at the stocks, Google has been very, very weak, while stocks at the end of a rebound, almost across the board. Now looking at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin above 20K, but still trading in a very tight range. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. We're taking a look here at the EURUSD. We've had that rebound. Then we've had the correction, and then we'll have a minor correction right there. So all intents and purposes, this is a bear flag, actually, okay? So I do expect it to push further down at this area as we've hit that 50 mark. On a four-hour chart, to hit a 200-day moving average is not so significant, but if we look at a weekly chart, we are right there at the eight-day moving average as we've pushed to that extreme. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Looking at the GBP/USD also, we have a very similar chart, right? We've recovered, sold off a little bit, and now we're just bouncing off of it just a bit and hitting a significant resistance-ish level. When we look at the Canadian dollar, though, we're seeing a tremendous correction there after it hitting that level as well at that 138-ish level. And then, but doing the inverse here, okay, instead of, you know, going up and then retracing and then, you know, going down, this is going down, up, and then retracing. So it's the flip, which is understandable because it's the USD CAD, not the US dollar is the one being traded, not the one being quoted, instead of the EURUSD, which is the inverse, right? That's what we've said before. So keep that in mind here, as this is also trading in tandem. However, when we look at the commodities, look at this, gold at 1724, hitting a certain tipping point here, as this is getting to that top of that range-ish area, right below 1735. If we look at crude oil, a nice little run up on a daily, if we look at a 1 hour chart, that's almost a perfect chart, okay? It's a ABC, just like that. But it's getting to that top of the range. So this is really an area where I'd be thinking, hey, maybe this is going to, you know, retrace a bit. Now looking at the US markets, at the Dow Jones, we're trading right now 30,293. A little bit strong here, okay? It was strong this morning. You can see it's selling off this morning just now, but it has been a little bit strong, and it's getting to a point where it's almost at 50% of our sell-off and then our bounce. So this is really a key level for us to potentially correct. Now, looking at the NASDAQ also, this is also at that area as well. And if we look at the individual stocks, the one I want to highlight is Google. Google has been relatively weak here, as it's made some correctional moves, and it's the first one to go down. Microsoft has not gone down as quickly. Apple hasn't gone down as quickly. But you see that the bounces are less and less, and Facebook is actually very, very weak here as it's making a correction on the downside as well. Lastly, looking at Bitcoin, Bitcoin is at that point above 20K, but also at that resistance-ish level, a 20,300-ish level, and then it's retracing at this area, which is to be expected. This is Fred Razak. I want to wish you guys a great trading day. Thank you.